بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. We are in this chapter in which the discussion is that it is compulsory to submit totally to the commands of Allah Ta'ala, and what our response must be when we are called to respond to the call of Allah, and when we are commanded to do the right, and when we are forbidden from doing the evil. So that is a very important aspect for a mu'min to keep his heart completely open and accept every law of Allah as Allah Ta'ala has given it. And the ayat that was quoted for that purpose was when the ayat was revealed, لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. And in there it comes, وَإِن تُبْدُوا مَا فِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَوْ تُخْفُوهُ يُحَاسِبْكُمْ بِهِ اللَّهِ. That whatever you will hide in your heart and whatever you will make known, Allah will take you to task for it. In other words, whatever thoughts come in your heart, you will be taken to task. The Sahaba felt this very hard, that we are not controlled of our thoughts, and all types of thoughts of big gunas of kufr and shirk also come in the mind. So we are going to be taken to task for that. It will be very hard for us. So they explained that to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam said, and this is the important point that we should take a lesson from, that don't be like the Bani Israel and say that sami'na wa asayna. We have heard Allah's command and we disobey. But say sami'na wa ata'na. We heard the command of Allah and we will obey. And how much we can obey, we obey. Where we fall short and we cannot manage, we ask for to make more, ask for tawbah and istighfar. That, oh Allah, forgive us. That is the correct attitude. Not that we say, I leave it out now, I can't do it, I give up deen, that I can't practice on deen. How much we can practice, we should practice. And this also is not correct, that we change the deen to suit us. Leave the deen as it is and do as much as we can. Where we can't, we tried our best, we could not manage it, we are make tawbah istighfar. So with regard to that, the explanation, the commentary on it, the hadith teaches us that a Muslim should accept and obey the commands of Allah Ta'ala, knowing that He will not order us to do something that is beyond our ability. Allah Ta'ala, لَا يُكَلِّفُ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا إِلَّا وُسْعَهَا. Allah does not command us to do something that which we cannot do. The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum initially felt that they could not shoulder the responsibility of being taken to task for their inner feelings and thoughts. The Sahaba felt that thoughts that just come themselves. We did not bring those thoughts, and evil, terrible thoughts come, and we are going to be taken to task for them. They felt we cannot bear that shoe, we cannot shoulder that responsibility. They mentioned this fear to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who warned them that they should not be like the Jews and Christians who heard the messenger, who heard the call of the Anbiya but did not obey them. They openly went against the Anbiya, the Jews and Christians. They did not obey. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam warned, don't have that attitude. When the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum accepted this advice and submitted to it, Allah Ta'ala praised them in the subsequent verse and abrogated the earlier verse. When they were prepared and they accepted, then Allah cancelled, abrogated that command that you will be taken to task for what you think, whatever thoughts come to you, which you did not bring in your mind also. Allah cancelled that, and Allah Ta'ala made it easy for them that now you won't be taken to task for those matters. Just like Allah commanded Ibrahim alayhi salam to slaughter his son, but then Allah replaced it with a ram. When he was going to be thrown in the fire, Allah allowed it. But as he entered, Allah made it a garden. So that is Allah's system. We must be prepared to accept whatever Allah tells us. But then Allah makes it very easy for us. When the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum accepted this advice and submitted to it, Allah Ta'ala praised them In the subsequent verse and abrogated the earlier verse. This was in stark contrast to the disgrace that engulfed Bani Israel, who chose to oppose the commands of Allah and the teachings of their messengers. The Bani Israel did not accept, and they became disgraced forever and ever. Whereas the Sahaba, they themselves and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam taught them, accept the command of Allah and Allah will make things easy for you. So, and when Allah is our Rabb, He will look after all our matters. He will, for example, Allah says, remember me all the time. And then it comes in the Hadith al-Qudsi, remember me for a little while between after Asr and after Fajr, and I will remember you and do all your work for you for the rest of the time. So the command was to remember Allah all the time. But then what Allah took from us? That little bit, 33 times, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, after Fajr and after Asr. Allah Ta'ala commanded us with 50 namazes initially in a day, which really means the whole day we should be only making namaz. But then Allah accepted 5 namazes and still gives us the sawab of 50 namazes a day. Whoever makes his 5 namazes a day, Allah gives him the reward of making 50 namazes a day. So we must be prepared to accept every command of Allah. Allah will make it easy for us. One of the advantages that stemmed from the obedience of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum was that humanity was taught through these Quranic verses the method of making dua to Allah Ta'ala. Yeah, we were taught also how to make dua. That dua is not to read a dua. Dua is not to ask. Dua is to beg from Allah. And that way, when a person does that, he will see the open qudrat of Allah. That things which are totally impossible, Allah will make it happen right in front of his eyes. So it is for us to turn to Allah and beg of him. One will only be taken to task for those evil thoughts which one consciously brings to the mind. For evil thoughts that come themselves in our mind, we won't be taken to task for that. But what we ourselves bring and we think about that, that will be a guna and we will be taken to task for that. Or some evil thought comes and we become conscious that what am I thinking about, this evil thought, and we still carry on thinking, that we will be taken to task. But when we dismiss that thought, that what terrible thoughts I'm getting, and we don't think about it further, we won't be asked a question, we won't be questioned about that. So we should make effort on our deen that we keep our hearts become clear also. When a person is far from deen, then all the time evil, terrible thoughts come. Even the thought whether Allah exists or not, whether there is life in the qabr, such terrible thoughts come to a person. But as a person practices on deen, makes his namazes, tilawat, etc., chooses the company of the pious people, then these thoughts don't come to his mind very lightly, and he can dismiss them very easily. Otherwise, a person is plagued with this thought, and many people even then commit suicide with these terrible thoughts that come to them. So we should be all the time in the remembrance of Allah, in good company, and observe making dhikr, tilawat, etc. In that way we will be saved of these evil thoughts. May Allah guide us to righteousness and accept from us, inshallah. Subhanallah.